Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
So are we going to be on camera?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Dog,
okay, so
right there.
My locals,
yeah.
Slip those on.
Okay.
Yeah, put this.
That camera is the camera that's going to be on you. Sean, you want me to turn it? You're going to be, you let me know where you feel comfortable at.
All right.
Are you good right there?
Yep.
Okay, Sean, I'm going to go right that. You tell me when it's on.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So you want to kind of stay in that area.
Okay, like right here. Don't move.
Yeah, don't move.
I mean, you can get up to the mic if you want, like, but yeah.
Could you guys hear me okay?
Yep.
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right. What's up, buddy? I hear him.
What's up?
How you doing, man? I could hear you, but I can't see you, man. But it's all in spirit.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I'm coming in from Las Vegas.
Okay. What are you doing over there? Gambling or business?
Am I good?
No, business. I got lawyer convention going on right now.
Okay. With the big wigs.
Good?
Yeah. Yes, there's some pretty, the wigs out here are pretty big.
That's right, man.
I might,
right.
Hold on 1 second.
Yeah.
I don't fuck with gambling, though, because my tribe has a casino, and I've seen how those things really operate. I don't fuck around.
The house always wins, right? The house always wins?
Ah, come on, exactly. a casino is kind of like a clown bank.
I don't like gambling, so, that's...
It's like... Everybody deposits money into this wacky bank, and then only one person gets the withdrawal.
Who's that?
The whatever the random lucky person is.
Oh, shit. All right.
Perfect.
You just go up there, and you're like, put my money up. You lose it, and then one person randomly gets to win.
All right, let's start this show.
Ready.
You're caught up, faced with hard luck. Face with hard luck. Face with hard luck.
Good morning and welcome to the Hard Luck Show. Your certified, qualified host, Steve Lucky Luciano. Listen, I'm here with the Indian. Chumahan. That's it. And I'm here with old Blue Eyes.
Yeah.
Yep. You know what it is. It's the Hard Luck Show. And today, ladies and gentlemen, get up and get off your couch. Get up off your ass. Pay attention. Because today, we got in Guerrero Fitness in the house. That's my boy right here.
Guerrero.
Welcome to the show.
Guerrero. Happy to be back, man. Happy to be back.
My man, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, you've been busy, bro.
Oh, man. It's just getting crazier and crazier. But
I love it.
I love it because that's what we need. we need that so we could, become more, Because you have to feel some kind of discomfort so you could progress, right?
Absolutely.
You can't kick your feet up and think that you made it because we got a lot of work to do.
A lot, bro. A lot. I'm watching... I mean, Chumahan, have you been watching Guerrero's whole get down, like his
Hell
growth
yeah.
and like his following and like the testimonies and the photos of your warriors, right? Oh, we call them your warriors, right?
They earned it. So, like I said, I got to give credit where credit is due, and they're up on that wall because they earned it. It's like everything else. Everything in this life is earned, so we got to put them up there, you know, and let them know.
I watch his talks, his motivational talks.
Hell yeah. He lays
out the fucking subject. I'm like, man, that's why I start wearing my sunglasses just in honor of Guerrero Fitness, man. I'm like, fuck yeah, this guy's for real.
And you know what, man? I mean, I'm watching all the physical transformations, which if you were just watching this thing, watching Guerrero Fitness and following him, if you were just looking at that, your mind's going to be blown. I know that it's a much deeper level and a bigger picture than that. And I'm watching these guys. I mean, there's some people that I know that we know through other people, and I'm watching the effects of you guys' program, your whole program, change these guys, not only physically, you guys. It's not only physical. I'm watching these guys show up as men, as fathers, as sons, parents, taking their lives back in control and standing up, showing up as a real man and a leader in their family, man. It's like, I'm watching you do it with your own kids. I'm watching this whole thing and the effect that you're having on so many people around you, man. It's amazing, dude. I've never seen a wave like this really start to ramp up. And I feel like I know that I'm part of this thing, you know?
100%.
It's happening, bro.
100%, big homie. But the thing about it is that, you know, like I said, you know, like I always say, we got to lead by example, or else, you know, I wouldn't be turning heads. You know, you have to be that motherfucker that turns heads, you know, and that, you know, want to speak about it and be about it, you know, and that's where a lot of people, you know, end up fucking just falling short, you know, because they want to say something, they want to give advice. But these youngsters nowadays, they ain't going to listen. They're going to look at you and like, fuck, I ain't trying to be like you, man. You're fucking, what do you got for me to fucking even admire, you know?
Yeah, bro.
So that's the whole key here. You got to make it exciting. You got to make it fucking, you know, them draw them in, you know, with that, you know, that style, that respect, that fucking, just that chest pumped and head high and shit. Not, you know, you don't want to walk around like a liability, head down, fucking sunken chest. Dude. You know, who's going to want to do that, kicking the fucking can? Yeah. So what we got to do is just let them know that, hey, you know what? They can be better. They could strive to become better man, better, you know, role models is what we need, you know?
Yes.
More role models.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, 100%. That's interesting that he says that because, you know, his program, it is for young people. But it seems like also it's really good for parents, and you just laid out something really amazing, like totally fucking amazing, which is sometimes being a dad, yeah, you can sound scary, you might be bigger than the kid and all that stuff, but if you look like you don't have any discipline, mm-hmm. why would you expect your children to listen to what you're saying?
That's right.
It ain't working for you.
Exactly, and that's the first thing that they're gonna point out, or not even that. A lot of kids might not do it out of respect, but deep down inside, they're like, "Nah, well, I ain't trying to be like that. I'm trying to be like my uncle. That motherfucker's on fucking. He
right.
Or I'm trying to be like my homie's dad, or you know,
what is it that is it that JB Fitness video where he's talking about the dad? Like, you just your kids just tolerating your ass?
Oh yeah,
you know,
yeah,
like I want to be like that's my dad. Yeah, that's my fucking dad. Yeah. You know, like that. You remember what I'm talking about, Juman? Right? I sent it to you.
Yeah.
That shit, every time I see it, I think of Guerrero, man. Because it's like, that is it, man.
It's true.
And I was and I was that fucking dad at one point in time. Mm-hmm. I was that fucking guy, you know? Coming in all motherfucking hungover, tits out, fucking bad attitude, want to tell my fucking kids what they should do. And they're putting up with me.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it
tolerating you.
Tolerating you. And the reason it resonates... And the reason it probably resonates with some of you guys listening is because it's you. Because you know it's the truth, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And,
and the thing about it is that a lot of people, you know, they just want to, you know, they want to use the excuses, you know, where like, okay, you know, I work all day, you know, I'm the breadwinner, you know. See, that's a cycle and that's a habit that we create, and it keeps going generations, you know, through generations, because that's what you've seen that your pops did, or your you know, that was their lifestyle. So
yep,
that's all we know. So we're like, oh, okay, you know, this is what I got to do. Go work, you know, bring the money. Go home, kick back, you know, have a few beers and pass out, do it again, you know. And where do you end up, you know, striving for more? When do you end up telling your kids, hey, you know what, you could be more, you know? A lot of people do speak about that, but why are you going to tell your kids you could be more, knowing that you could be more as well, so right. You could show them?
Bro, Chumahan, when you broke that shit down, you broke down exactly what Guerrero was talking about. The way you would break it down, and you were like, that a lot of fucking parents just want to do the bare minimum. Like, they made the money, I brought home the bacon, and now let me have my couch and my four beers in the remote. How would you say it, Chuman?
I don't even remember how I said it, but you're right. You won't fucking... Dude, I have relatives to this day. They got an easy boy that's like slick with body grease, because they ain't moved from that. And they got in, listen, and it ain't, they got in at a time when you really could, you know, earn some bread, and they're still a 401k in their job, and they ain't moving for shit. They ain't rich, but they got steady job. And when they come home, it is that. I'm in the fucking easy boy. Don't bother me. I'm going to fucking get my beer going. You know, I'm at the middle level management. This is my chair. I earned this. Leave me alone.
Yeah, exactly. So how do you expect your kids to be more when they're not, you know, they're not seeing it in their household? So where are they going to get that instilled in them? You know, where are they going to see that value from, coming from where, you know? So what happens is that they end up, you know, veering or getting sidetracked by something that's more exciting, which is a lot of times, you know, it's just, you know, bad influence, you know, where it's like,
well,
okay,
sometimes,
you know,
those kids, they want attention. They want to matter to somebody. And if your deadline or your like finish line as a parent is 5 or 6 p.m. after work, and then you're like, I'm turning off. Mm-hmm. Your kids, young people need to feel like they matter, that you care and value what's happening to them in their lives. And the only way they know it is you're actually going out of your way to pay attention to them and talk to them, love them, whatever it is. And they'll turn outward. They'll turn somewhere else if they ain't getting it at home.
100%. Got to be involved. You know, you got to be involved. That's why, you know, that helped me a lot, you know, throughout my life, you know, because I didn't have that. So what I did is, like, I pretty much told myself, well, I'm going to do exactly the opposite, you know, because I didn't have a father figure. Okay, well, I'm not going to do that to my kids, you know, for once. And, you know, I wanted a role model. I wanted a dad. Like, I seen, you know, throughout my years, I seen all my friends, you know, they had their pops, they were involved in sports. There were some, you know, they were interacting, and we didn't have that. You know, my mom was like, you know, work, I'm tired, don't bother me, you know, kick rocks. You know, same thing, except at work, come home, kick rocks, you know. So we're bored, we start creating a lot of fucking bullshit in our head.
Yeah,
you start, and then, you know, my neighbors, oh, that was an active fucking pad. So I'm like kicking it out there at, you know, 10 years old, just watching the fucking movement, cars coming back, you know, fools getting out of prison. So I'm like, oh shit, it sparked something in me, you know. I'm like, hey, I want to be like, these motherfuckers are badass, you know,
right.
Rolling on fucking Regals, boom, slam down, what's cracking, what time is it, you know, what time it is. And so I seen that shit as excitement, like, oh shit, you know, that looks cool, you know?
Right.
Because I didn't have that attention. I didn't have that focus where, like, you know, me focusing like on sports, you know, I love sports, but the first time I asked my mom, hey mom, I want to join football flag, you know, in school. They're like, we don't got money for that. Like, and right. Who's going to give you a ride? You know, like,
right,
no,
right.
We don't
right.
do that here. So it's like a shutdown all the time, you know? So you start.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. That's what happens, you know? So, you know, I told myself, you know, fuck that, you know? So I was involved with my kids at a young age, and I was becoming that father that I needed and that I wanted. But the only problem that I had is that same thing. I used to fall into, you know, vices, laziness, and at a certain point, you start giving yourself too much slack, you know?
Yep.
That's the problem. Mm. And I didn't see that, you know? I didn't see that till I started pretty much letting myself go, being more, you know, angry because I wasn't happy with myself. All that starts with, you know, you being unhappy because you don't like the way you're looking, you don't like the way you feel. So you're bringing that energy to your kids, to your spouse.
Yep.
It all starts with you.
So, yep.
But we don't see it at that time till, like I said, you know, I had to fucking check myself hard and really look in the mirror and say, hey, mother, it's you, you know? You're the one that's slipping. You're the one that you're, you know, you're the one that giving, you know, you're giving yourself too much slack. And that's the problem here because, man, you had the family, you had the kids that you wanted, you know, you're doing everything right. But then boredom is what fucks you up. You know, when you start, you know, when you're like, okay, well, what now? You know, boredom leads to desire, desires leads to vices. And then boom, it's pretty much you end up fucking backsliding again, you know? And that's what I was kind of like, I caught myself where like, fuck, man, they're seeing all this and, you know, evolve, you know? So they're going to be like, well, fuck, man, am I being a half-assed motherfucker now? You know, like, you got to check yourself because that, you know, my kids are getting older now. They're 16, 17, and they're seeing their pops doing almost like the same shit that I said I was not going to do. Come home, you know, relax, eat, fuck, pass out, you know, fucking drink a 40 and that's it. Being lazy, a fucking lazy motherfucker and not doing nothing, you know, like letting myself go. Like, I was just, I hit a fucking point that I was pretty much, I don't know what it was that I was just too comfortable. You know, I got too comfortable and everything that I said was fucking pretty much, I was going back on what I had said that I was not going to do, you know?
Let me just ask a real question. Let's just get down to it. In that moment, right, you're noticing it, maybe everybody else is going, did any of your kids say, what's up, Pop? You talked a big one. Like, did any of them push back on you and you were like, and it stung?
Yes, 100%, big homie, 100%. Hey, hey, that was a reality check. And I laughed. Like I said it before, we're at a dinner table and I was pissed. You know, like I said, I was fucking just not happy with myself. I'm letting myself go. I know that's not the way I carry myself. I always have high standards. You know, that's the way I always been, you know, always been laced up to be that one, you know, walk in a room and, hey, you know, it's somebody there, you know? Mm-hmm. And, I was slipping. So, you know, I was pissed, you know, we're out at the dinner table. It's summer, you know, kid, I come home from work, fucking 15 hours tired, see him laying around and shit. And then, you know, you start picking a fucking, little fight, you know, because you're frustrated, you're pissed,
you're frustrated,
you know?
With yourself.
So I was like, man, you guys do something around the house,
right?
You know, what's going on here? You know, I go work out. Do you even work out? Right. You know, and my other son, my oldest, he's kind of like put his head down, you know, trying to look the other way. They play sports, you know, but they were letting themselves go too. Mm-hmm. You know, here's the catch. So. And I told my young one, yeah, man, look at you, man. You're fucking getting that fucking spare tire, man. What's up? You're not going to do nothing? You don't want to be like fucking Pops on Swole? Mm-hmm. And he looked at me, and he's kind of like, well, nah, not really. And I'm like, what? What do you mean? He's like, well, you're kind of chubby. And I was like, what the? You know, like, it kind of like everybody stood quiet, you know? Yeah, he straight told me, like, serious. My youngest one.
I kind of don't want to look like you. Yeah.
No, serious. He called me out. Like, straight I was like, I kind of like, I laughed, man. Kind of, I didn't, I was like, oh, shit. Mm-hmm. That was that fucking time where, like, damn, man, you know what? My wife even said, like, you know, they all just looked at me, you know, because they thought I was going to get heated. But it was just the time that I realized that, hey, man, you know, you got to fucking, you know, you got to lead by example. You want to talk about it or you want to fucking be a leader or be a role model. You better make sure you have that area sewed up that you want to speak on, you know.
Yeah, brother.
Man, that's a real man right there.
That is, dude. Don't fucking speak on that shit or you'll get your card pulled.
Yeah. 100%.
So if you don't want your card pulled, then handle that shit, brother. And everything comes out of your mouth. Yeah.
And he pulled my card.
Yeah, but Guerrero also is man enough to tell us the truth.
Right.
Yeah, I got checked. and it was real, and I had to fucking do it. And that's a real man in my mind.
I had to bite my tongue because he wasn't lying, because I was already feeling that, you know, about myself.
He just told you the truth. They hit you right between the ribs.
He just called me out in front of like my other kid, my daughter, and then my lady, and yeah, he was I couldn't believe it, you know. But it was something that helped me to this day, and I was like, damn, it was a slap in the face, because I looked in the mirror and I'm like, yeah, you are fucking chubby, fucker. So you shouldn't be telling, you know, how the fucker am I going to expect them to do it? You know, and to top it off, it's like they were playing sports, you know. I was just pissed and I was just picking at them, you know. Right. And it wasn't something that I should have done, you know. But at the moment, like I said, when you feel like shit, you're going to treat people like shit. That's just straight up. When you feel good, you're going to treat people
good. That's why when people out of nowhere in public come at you with sideways shit or something, you know, it's true when somebody tells you that has nothing to do with you. It doesn't have anything to do with you.
No,
it's
them.
All about them, bro.
100%.
It's what you're projecting. And my dad, you know, I came as I got older. I came man and got clear on some things that my dad had a fucked up life, and he was fucked up. And he didn't deal with a lot of shit. And the stuff that he gave to us was a dude that was really, really unhappy and frustrated with himself. Yeah. And that's what you give off. And I think I mimic that in some ways myself without even knowing that. You know, you just kind of, like you talked about, you fall right into the lane. And if you don't have somebody to wake your ass up, or you don't have a wake-up call, you'll just go right along carrying the same cycle 100%.
Like they say, like they always say, kids always fail to listen to their parents, but they never fail to emulate them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's straight up. You know, they're going to do something that you, and it's always the bad thing that you don't want them to do.
Yep.
The one that they gravitate to and that they end up fucking doing, you know, the same thing. The cycle continues, you know, and that's something that you instill in them. And now it's just, I just got to check myself on a daily with my attitude, with my my anger, you know, even though, you know, I'm spitting a lot of positive and I'm changing people, the way they think, their mindset and all that, but I still have my own issues, you know.
Of course.
Yeah. You know, like I said, I've been married 26 years and it ain't fucking rainbows. You know, a lot of times I get called out on my own shit because I'm spitting a lot of, a lot of things that, you know, if your wife sees it, she hears it, you know, she's going to be like, well, you ain't being patient. You're talking about patience.
Yeah. Hey, bro. That's why I like Guerrero. Because Guerrero's up on here keeping this shit motherfucking real. You hear that?
Yes, he is. And let me tell you something. I go through the same thing, Guerrero. My wife, she watches that shit I say in the morning. She's like, oh.
Yeah. What happened to what you're talking about?
Yeah.
You don't upholding it.
But I kind of wanted to indicate, though, kind of highlight something too that I think it's glossed over in our country, especially, which is when you were maybe not acting at your best, you were frustrated. Then somebody that you're generally in charge of and is supposed to respect you at the surface level checks you and tells you the truth. Because you chose to listen, it demonstrates that you have a very strong ego. It means that you can tolerate contradiction and you can tolerate somebody giving you a critique. There's a lot of men and women in that same exact situation that would have beat the shit out of that kid and said, you don't ever talk to me.
Oh,
like
yeah,
that.
100%. But, you know, that's when you got to realize, you know, ego is made to protect you. You know, ego, that's something that we have, you know, that, you know, it's there. For it's good and bad. Ego is good and bad, you know.
Absolutely.
So, but a lot of times, you know, our ego is made for us to, I don't want to feel stupid. I don't want to be embarrassed, or you're embarrassing me. So my ego protect me. So you're made to retaliate or you know, talk back or you know, defend yourself. You know, that's the ego in you. But then the good ego is understanding that, you know what, you got to just sit back, absorb the situation. Because that's everybody's fault. You know, everybody acts in the moment. In the moment of, like, you know, you're being, you're whatever you want to call it, you're being checked or you're being reprimanded or told something that you don't want to hear. So you're going to pretty much react. You know, our reaction, sometimes it's just like, boom, sparks, and you end up talking shit back and not really saying like, ah, well, you know what? This guy did have, you know, he makes sense. You know, he's telling the truth. So obviously, if it hurts you in any way, that's because something in there is true.
There's something, you know, true to it.
Or else it wouldn't have an effect on you.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
you know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Man, I agree. You know what's what was interesting too about Angel Cortez, kind of mentioned it too, and I've said this lately as well. I felt like, and we talked about it with Zoe, and that was like different guys around me that have had some issues. Maybe they weren't able to tackle a lot of their life issues, personalities, psych issues, different things. But what they were able to do was they were able to take on the physical stuff. And through this process of them beginning to change and understand, starting to diet and stay committed and working out right, they began to experience a change physically, which in turn started to trigger off, hey, and I guess I kind of broke it down to Zoe. Correct me if I'm wrong, Chumon, but it was like, if for a man or a man like myself, the first demonstration of control is that I can change something was my physical. Mm-hmm. And once I started seeing that, I was like, damn, I have power. If I can do this here, then that means I can do this here and here and here. And lately, I've been seeing people around me take this physical thing, and it's now started to change them in their lives. And I want to know, like, I mean, because there's people that are like, you want fucking better marriage, you want a better fucking this, you want a better that, fucking start by going to the gym. You want to start making shit better, start fucking going to the gym, and it'll change your fucking everything in your life.
Because everything stems from there. It bleeds. It bleeds to other areas in life, you know, where it's you start building that internal. It all boils down when you go to the gym. You feel good because you did something, you know. Obviously, mm-hmm. you did something that a lot of people don't want to do nothing. That's something that you have to, like, fuck, go pick up weights. Like, damn, you know, go sweat. Oh, fuck, go run. So when you start doing those things, it's that, you know, that rush that you get, like, oh, yeah, I hit the gym. I feel good. Fuck, when you walk out of the gym, everybody opens the door for everybody, you know, and they're friendly. Hey, have a good workout, you know, and everything flips, you know. So you start building that confidence where, like, you know, you're actually proud of yourself. It's about making yourself proud every day by doing shit that sometimes you don't want to do, and when you do it, you feel proud. So that starts creating that internal attribute of you just being confident, more confident. You're being more disciplined, and you end up becoming a better person. Where that energy that you're carrying, people see that, they feel that. When you walk in the room, they're like, "Oh shit, you see that person well put together." You're like, "Damn, man, that guy's disciplined. Damn, homie's put together. Boom, laced up, clean." He carries himself well, you know, so people, they start like, what do, you know, mm-hmm. how do I do that, you know, so all that starts, you know, you start creating that, that internal, you know, where like people end up, yeah, it starts with fitness, you know, yeah, that's the start, you know, but then they end up changing where like, fuck, man, I'm a better parent now, you know, yeah. I think better, the clarity yeah. that I have, you know.
Yeah, it goes to what you're saying, Big Lux, in terms of momentum too, right? You start building that momentum towards a positive direction. It makes it easier, or it facilitates you going to the next level. And I also think man, when you just like yourself a little bit more,
yes,
it's a little bit easier to invest in yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, when you don't like who you are, it gets easier and easier to fuck your own shit up.
Well, but when you start to, instills the worth, you know, the work
right.
instills the
absolutely.
Worth.
Absolutely.
That's exactly right. Let me ask you this, because now I'm curious. So you went through the episode, son said, hey, and then you said, you looked in the mirror, you had the Rocky moment. You're like, oh, I got to get to it. And then you did, right? And then you did. Did yep. you see, or was there ever a point at which with your children or your son and you actually listening and then making some changes where you saw it positively go in a direction? Or what was the, was there ever an acknowledgement that like,
oh, 100% big dog. And it was my older son where he was like, fuck, pops, you got a six pack? We're like, what the fuck? Like, I want to do that. What's macros? What, how do I eat? How do I get that? Like, that's what pretty much, you know, I didn't have to tell them, you know, they just seen me grind. They seen me grinding day in, day out, eating my meals. I didn't have my wife cook. I made my own meals. Like I tell everybody, when you're seeking a fitness journey, when you want to start doing your diet, or you're trying to lose weight, or you're trying to build your body, don't get your lady involved. You know, a lot of times that's people's fucking downfall, because they, you know, they end up like, well, fuck, man, my lady was pissed and she didn't cook for me this week. And I'm like, well, that's your fault, man, because I told you that don't depend on them. You know, this is your journey. They have nothing to do with it. You know, you would want them to join you, but you know, you got to start making your own meals. You know, I didn't bother my wife. I'm like, I cook my own meals. You know, yep. I made it simple. I have videos for them to watch so they could see how they're like, fuck, don't disrespect, homie, but you eat pretty simple. And I'm like, exactly, because I don't want no excuses. I ain't no chef, and you don't need to be one either. Mm-hmm. And I don't want no excuses. I don't want you guys throwing the, well, I'm going on a fitness journey, guys, so everybody has to eat like me. No.
Yeah.
And men do that, you know? Yeah. Men try to do that, you know, because...
Dude, my dad did that. Dude, my dad got put on. He's so fucking obese that the doctor put him on a liquid diet. And you know you're fucking fat when a doctor disregards all nutrition and is like, well, you got to go on a liquid diet. We're not even going to try to give you macros. You're just going to have to do slim fast. And my dad forced me to do it with him for 3 months. Great. I was like 15.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
True story, bro.
Fuck.
No, a lot of parents are like that. And, you know, the first thing that they're going to, you know, a lot of kids nowadays, and even wives, they're like, fuck, I ain't the one fucking trying to lose weight. That's your fucking journey. Don't fucking get me involved. You know, and there's problems. Because there's problems. I hear it all the time with my own clients. They're like, fuck, big dog, you know, I'm getting into it with my lady because of what I'm doing. You know, she's telling me that, you know, what am I doing? And I'm doing too much. And I'm like, look it. You are the weird one. You are the odd person. You know, you're doing something that you know, they're not used to. So, yeah, you are fucking weird. So accept it. Be patient. Understand. Just talk to them. Be positive. You know, because you got to understand that, you know, yeah, you are the weird one, not them. Mm-hmm. They're
playing their role. Just except, right?
Like society wants them to
do. Right. You know? Right.
You guys, right.
You know, do the bare minimum. Boom. That's it. And you're trying to change that. So, of course, it's going to feel like it's going to feel like an attack. Even though you're not telling them, it's going to feel like an attack by you doing that, by you changing, by your, you know, at the beginning. But the end goal is to flip them. That's what you want them to do so they could see. So you got to do it with a good attitude, because if you're going to bitch about it, if you're going to complain about it, if you're going to have, you know, conflicts, you know, it's just going to make it worse. So that's how you start with mindset. Mindset training is knowing that, hey, you know what? Fuck, man, I'm being tested again. Let me check myself. It's just me. You know, they know that they feel like if I'm attacking them, even though I'm not telling her to fucking get on a diet like with me, you know, but it bothers them by you doing that and eating
your
chicken and rice. Yeah, you're eating your chicken and rice, and they're like, fuck, man, this motherfucker's again. Like, I got told, we're like, fuck, man, your food smells like dog food. Okay, I'm a dog then, you know?
Yeah.
You know? I eat canned chicken and rice. That's where I was just cutting on that. You know, I made it simple, you know, like chicken, canned chicken, rice, boom, throw some green beans, and they're like, damn, I can't believe you eat that. Yeah, I get cheap shots, but I'm like, yeah, you know what? Because I'm a fucking robot, and I'm just going to fucking handle business.
Yeah, she'll be like, I'm not eating for taste. I'm eating for fuel.
That's right.
Yeah.
Man, you said it.
Yeah. Damn, dude. I can hang out all day with Guerrero,
bro. Oh, I
bro.
Love this, man. I'm like this throughout the whole week, man. I have so many calls, and I get to, you know, I get to hear a lot of people's issues. And a lot of it, like I said, you know, it's mindset. You know, it's mindset because they're just, you know, they're in such a disbelief. They're in such of a, you know, a state of mind of like, you know, that they don't think nothing's possible for them, you know, because they never done nothing, you know. So right, that's just it. You never done nothing, so you're never gonna be able to pat yourself in the back. You're never gonna feel like, you know, you accomplish anything because your routine, your habit is the same shit. Like, you don't break that habit. So what I'm trying to do here is break those habits. We're gonna wake up with a purpose. You're gonna have your, you know, your meals to fucking eat throughout the day. Hit your workouts and. And yeah, it's going to be fucking difficult. Yeah, it's not going to be fucking hard. If it was fucking easy, everybody would be walking on swole status and fucking chopped.
You know? I fucking listen, man. Yeah. And you fucking listeners out there, let me tell you fucking something. You fucking listening right now. You'll fucking tell me about your bad fucking rough fucking life. This guy didn't fucking have it easy. I didn't fucking have it easy. And neither did Schumann. I mean, I can fucking tell you stories. But some fucking way, we've made it happen. Some fucking way. We don't know each other before that. We didn't grow up together. He came out of his fucking position. Chumagan came out of his, and I came out of mine. And it was fucking dark, and it was hard, and it was scary, and there was lots of bad shit that happened, but I'm here right fucking now. And we're not lying, bro. Look at him. Look at what's going on. Nobody's lying. So when you're being told on this show that you have the power and the capability to do anything you want, if you're willing to do the work, that's real talk. I'm not preaching or telling you some shit from somewhere else and trying to sell these people a dream. That's why it's important. That's why I have these guests on this fucking show, so that maybe somebody, even one listener, will get inspired and buy into the truth. That's the truth. The truth.
Well, it is the truth. And I'll tell you, what you're saying applies to lawyers, because today I was at that convention and they had guys up on this stage. There's like six of them. And these guys collectively this year had won over $1 billion. I mean, think about a 3-week trial, 3 weeks, and you turn around and make 248 million smacker fucking roos, right? All right. Fuck. And then there's 400 lawyers sitting there listening. How do you get fucking rich? That's what we really want. Yeah, we're going to say it a lot, but where's the big money, motherfucker? And the guy got down and he said, I'm going to tell you something right now. You are all intelligent people. You went through the law. You're here at this thing. We're going to tell you how to run your case. We're going to tell you how to do the damages. We're going to do all this stuff. And he said, I go to law schools, right? In my jet, I go to law schools, and the law school students say, they're at the peak of their mental game. And they're like, I want to be like you. What do I need to do? And he goes, I tell them what to do. I say, kiss my ass on one line. Oh, you're a great guy. Tell me in the next line, you're a hard worker. And then say, you want to go out to lunch or you want to meet me, and I will come and meet you and help you and talk to you. And he said, he's been doing it 9 years. Only 10% of the people actually listen. And he said, you guys are all sitting here listening to me right now. And I'm telling you, it's not rocket science. I've just told you what to do. You've got to execute. And guess what? This is no judgment. I'm not being disrespectful. I'm just telling you, based on statistics, 90% of you are not going to do it, even though you have all the information and all the reasons to do it.
Right.
100%. 100%. I have that same issue. And I'm like, this program that I have here, it's you cannot fail it. You know, you can't fail that fucking program. You just got to fucking put in the work. The problem is the timeline. The problem is that these guys want to be a fucking in a cover of a magazine in fucking 90 days when they've been fucking eating like shit for 10 years. So how the fuck is that? The thing is that you got to earn it. So, and I talk to them like that. We're like, oh man, how much longer? And I'm like, okay, do you like the way you look? They're like, well, no, not really. I'm like, okay, well, you got to keep on fucking grinding. Oh, but I'm hungry. And I'm like, no, you ain't hungry. You're just used to eating whatever the fuck you want to eat. And that's the problem, you know, that now that, you know, we're taking food away, now that you're eating in a structured manner and you're not snacking around all fucking night. And now you feel a little bit of discomfort, which you know, you think it's hunger, and it's not hunger. It's just a habit that you created. You know, it's just, you know, people have a misconception of what hunger is. Like, we're in America, you know, you don't know what hunger is, you know?
Man, you said it. You had it on your thing. You said people mistake cravings for hunger.
Yeah, 100%.
Dude, we just had a guy on here who Angel Cortez, who became an Army Ranger, and he grew up so poor that he was malnourished and he didn't know it. So when you're sitting there saying like, oh, you know, I didn't get my Chico sticks or my hot chicken sandwich, I don't know if I can make it another day. This guy grew up, became Special Forces, and he didn't know that he wasn't eating enough until he got to the Army and they fed him three meals.
Yeah, 100%, you know. Like, these guys don't know that their stupid diet that they so-called have, you know, it's something that, you know, these kids in the in third world countries will never see, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right!
So maybe if you start thinking in that manner, you end up appreciating more, you know, about what you have in your plate, you know, about, you know, the accomplishment that we're trying to do. And since you've just been in cupcake land all this fucking, you know, all this time, you know, everything's hard, you know, everything's hard for them, you know, like these men, it's like, fuck, man, like you cannot fucking stick to a diet for 90 fucking days. Like, what the fuck is that? Like, uphold your fucking word and run that motherfucker in. Mm-hmm. Do it for your kids. Do it for, you know, add some more value to it. If you're not going to do it for you, fuck, you know, do it for your loved one, you know, and see what you're about, you know?
That's emotional eating, brother. That's people, and guys have the hardest time admitting they're emotional eaters. A lot of guys don't want to admit it because they think it's something womanish or soft or whatever. But if, like you said, if you said, I'm going to do this for 90 days, and then something gets you and you just can't handle it and you got to go back to cupcake land, that's emotional eating. That ain't about nutrition.
Oh, yeah, a lot of people won't even, they'll just hide. They won't even call me back, or they'll just be like, they just know that they cracked, you know, they crack under pressure. A lot of these men want to be called leaders. They don't want to be called followers, but yet they crack under pressure when they're with their homeboys, you know, on the weekends, boom, they crack under nutrition. What happened? Fuck, I cracked. Why? You know, what the deal? You know, oh, well, fuck, they had carne asada and they had fucking some beers and then I couldn't refuse it. Okay, then you're just following the fucking crowd then, because we have a plan and you're not adhering to the plan. You know you feel like shit. You know you look like shit and you're not fucking doing what needs to be done so you could change that shit. A lot of people need to be talked to in that manner, you know, so they could snap out of that fucking mindset that they have. You
that
know?
Motherfucking cupcake land that they're in.
I love that cupcake land, man.
Dude,
the
are
fuck
you?
Out of there.
I'm on camera right now, right, Sean? Am I?
Yeah, I can see you.
Check this out, man. I knew the time was coming that my man Guerrero was going to. Because this dude's so popular, bro. The guy puts on anything and makes it look fucking good. So they getting that Guerrero talking about, where's your fitness line at? And I'm thinking in the back of my head, this dude ain't shot me a fucking slingshot yet.
I had to do that personally, baby. I'm like, I'm not going to shoot him. I got to go deliver it personally. Dog.
So look, Chumon, and we got some for you too. This is the G. I'm going to open up yours first. Don't worry. I'll put it back in the bag for you. But I'm opening up the medium so that we get this thing on. If I bust out a 2X, you might not be able to see it all on camera. Look at this, bro.
Let me see it.
G, can you see that? G for Guerrero.
I love it.
G for Guerrero Fitness, dog. And then we're going to show you the back. G.
Hell yeah. That's clean as fuck.
What's it say? What's it say back there?
It says, let's run. And then I can't see the side.
It.
Let's run it. Let's run it.
Run it.
That's what he always tells me. Let's run it, big homie. Let's run it.
Man, I'm going to wear that. First. When I get back and hit the gym, more. I'm wearing that.
We got
I'm
more. That. This guy brought gifts. This guy's super
that's
generous.
Man,
yeah, man. I appreciate you guys.
Yeah. Are these shorts?
Yep, those are
damn,
shorts.
Damn, dog, you got shorts with the G Fitness. Let's run it 100%. Yeah, see that?
That's it.
Fuck, man.
Let's go. Let's run it.
We got it. Look at this, dude. We're winning right now. I'm going to rock these shorts tomorrow at Gold's.
Let me know. Yeah, let me know if they fit or not. If not, we'll up the size, you know. But I know XL, a lot of people, you know, the style right now is like not like it used to be, man. Me, I like my shit big. So sometimes I'm like, hey, where's my 2Xs at?
I'll let you know. I'll let you know. But I'll run an XL and shit. The XL tank is
good. Sure, yeah, tanks is good. But yeah, the shorts, you know, they kind of run small. But yeah, just let me know. You know, I got you guys here.
We'll be on it.
And man, Sean, thank you,
Sean,
so much.
In there, brother, we're looking good. Gorilla Fitness got us all tightened up and taken care of. This is my brother right here, man.
I really appreciate it.
This is my brother right here, man. This dude
100%
keeps me inspired. We shoot back and forth all the time. I'm watching him lead his sons and his family and an army of warriors, man. I just always am grateful, man. When I hit you up, it's on a serious note usually about something, and you always get right back at me, and we just trade little comments through the day, man.
Oh, 100%. I'm always there, you know, open book, and you guys can reach me where, you know, whenever, and I'm available. I do the same thing with my clients. They're, you know, I put myself out there. I'm available 24/7. Boom, you have any questions, hit me up. We'll fucking run it, lace you up on what you got to know, and that's it. I'm here to help for you to help you guys on a lot of shit that, you know, I know that was holding me back, and I know it's going to help you, because now I know a lot of shit that, you know, I was doing wrong that could help a lot of people. And that's why we're changing a lot of men now, that they end up fucking always just, that's payment enough for me, you know, for them to show me that this system, another one, you know, got the results, not only physically, but mentally, spiritually on point.
Yeah, man. You know? Hey, listen, let them know where to go, brother. Let them know where to go to follow you, your meal plans, your whole shit. Give us everything, Guerrero.
Yeah, for IG is Guerrero_fitness. And for my YouTube channel is Guerrero Fitness Lifestyle.
You hear that? Like, you guys got to go follow Guerrero Fitness. You got to follow this man. Tune in, follow him, start checking in. If you need me to link you direct, we'll do that too. But get on it, man, and get on with us, man. This dude's
out on this. Lucky, I just signed up a client before I was driving over here. He hit me up, right? Mm-hmm. And then he's like, hey, big dog. I go, where'd you hear from me? He's like, you know what? I was following you a year ago, but I fucking shut my IG because I had to, you know, cool off. A lot of people can't handle IG. They get too frustrated.
Sure.
He said, I left to the army. I came back. I listened to the Hard Luck Show. I fucking found you there. And then that's how he called me.
Yeah.
What's up?
Fuck yeah.
The homeboy, Miguel. So he probably hear this. He said he listens to you guys all the time. He's like,
I love it, man.
I didn't know that you.
I love it.
I love it.
As a matter of fact, I'm running over there. Miguel.
What up, Miguel?
Giving you a shout out. And Andrew, Drew of Drews.
Oh, yeah.
He's been sober a long time, dude. Mm-hmm. Okay. He's from the West Side with me. And Wes Watson, he got with that whole program. Mm-hmm. And then I'm watching him change his life. I know.
Yeah.
And you guys, so it's like we this three way thing going on. So it's like a big shout out to Drew. Got your boy Guerrero right here, man. So
right on, Drew. He's going through it right now, but I go, you got to run that motherfucker in. There is no fucking reverse. We got to keep, our car does not have reverse. We got to keep pushing forward. That's just it.
That's it, man. Guerrero Fitness, man. Thank you, brother, for coming on.
My pleasure.
And I got to have you on. You know, I got to have you on. You know, I'd like to get you in here once a month, bro.
I'm going to make this my second home. Yeah, we'll
run
this.
Okay, good. That's what I'm talking about. We're going to get a workout, and we're going to get some live footage. We're going to go film me and this dude getting a workout in together.
Yeah, let me know when. I'm going to be there tomorrow. I got to meet up with another one of my buddies, too, also, since I'm down here this area. So I'm going to be going places now and just hook up with a lot of people that have been wanting to get a workout in with me. I got to be out there more.
Dude, I'd love to bring you by Gold's, bro.
Oh, we'll
get one in over at Gold's, man. You 100%. Know what I'm saying?
Yep.
All right. Chumahan, maybe you'll roll with us.
And I Sean. Would love to. Be my honor.
And Sean. Sure. All right. Yep. Good enough. All right. Sean, what you got?
I got Sean at Momento.media for all your audio and podcasting needs. And don't forget to hit us up at HardLuckShow.com. That's right. Hell yeah. And I'm going to hop on that program, dude. I'm going to hit you up.
Go get it, man.
All right. Yeah. we got one. That's what I'm talking about. Here we go.
Hey,
Juman, you know what? What's up?
We should make an ongoing series.
Dude, we should. You're absolutely right, dude. Let's get Sean on the program, and we're going to track him, and we're going to make a series.
Man,
yeah, and girl, and listen, you got to pull the covers on old Blue Eyes. If he slips and he goes to Cupcake Land, I don't want to.
Yeah, we got to hear about it, dude.
No, we're going to create this fucking undeniable motherfucker.
Damn, yeah! All right, Juman, what you got, partner?
Ovana Bone LLP, we were braids to court. Let the tomahawks fly, the best legal representation that money can buy. Let me also say this. Today, Guerrero showed us that the G stands for generosity. So thank you for those shirts, man.
Yes, and www.supermaxhardware.com. Go pop some new snapbacks and tanks. At Cookies SF, we just dropped fall today. Vibes Papers, you know what to do. Big shout out to Estevan Oriol, the Soul Assassins. Big shout out to Burner and the crew. And always listen to the Hard Luck Show Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Thank you, Cardinal.
Yeah.
Much love.
We're out of here, dog. Peace. Peace.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.